Grace is the door in the house that you live in. Let's celebrate the grace of God today on Homecoming Radio.
Hey, hi, hello again, everybody.
Yes.
Hi there.
Why not?
It's not coming soon. It's not still to come. It is right now on the air as we speak. Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio is on the air, and Bill knows how to assemble the musical talent with just the right words to lift your spirit. I'm Daniel Britt saying, come on in. There's always room for you around our table, and you'll be sitting right next to Kevin Williams.
All right.
Homecoming friends like Joyce Martin.
Joyce is here.
Tori Taft.
I'm here.
Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
Maybe next to Gerald Wolf.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, or Ken Davis.
Have a seat.
And without further delay, here he is, poised, energized, and in position behind the microphone, ready to jumpstart today's journey.
Wow.
Right on cue, here is our legend, Bill Gaither.
There he is.
That's right. And my guests today are basking in the Lord's grace. Let's get it started. It's going to be so good.
It'll be a great day. You look great in your overalls, Bill. This is the whole Homecoming gang here is kicking it off with I'm Living in Canaan Now.
H287.
Homecoming friends singing I'm Living in Canaan Now on Homecoming Radio.
And my wisdom today is this. Pessimists see the mug half empty. Optimists are already brewing another cup.
I like that.
Maybe half full or half empty. Maybe just depends on if you're pouring or if you're drinking.
Oh, makes sense.
Right. I like it. Here now's Guy Penrod and the Gaither Vocal Band, Jesus and John Wayne.
Daddy was a cowboy, hard as a rock, and Mama, she was quiet as a prayer. Daddy'd always tell me, son, you gotta be tough. Mama'd kiss my cheek and say, play fair. I did my best to make him proud of me, but it's never been an easy place to be. Somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, the cross and the open range. I try to be more like you, Lord, but most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Mama's love was tender, Daddy's love was strong, but both of them were there to help the weak. They taught me to stand up, fight for what is right.
showed me how to turn the other cheek. Since there's a bit of both of them in me, then maybe that's the best that I can ever hope to be. Somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, across and the open range. I try to be more like you, Lord, but most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Yeah, somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, across in the open range. I try to be more like you, Lord, but most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Yeah, I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne.
Jesus and John Wayne by the Gaither Vocal Band.
Hey, Ann Downing, I just got back from the doctor.
Well, Reggie Smith, what did you find out?
Well, they told me I had type A blood, but it was a typo.
That is funny.
That is funny. Wow.
That's not funny.
Here's Linda Randall on Homecoming Radio with Victory in Jesus.
I heard an old, old story, how my Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. Heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me. Crystal sea, about the angels singing, and that old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me. Me to
to victory beneath the crimson cloud.
That was Victory in Jesus, Linda Randall.
Here's something to think about. Words can get us into trouble, and quick words can get us into serious trouble. But there are some extremely powerful words that begin to get us out of trouble. They are, "I'm so sorry. Yeah. Please forgive me."
Who said that?
Bill Gaither said that.
Mm-hmm. I believe that so much. By the words of our mouth and our meditation of our heart, make them acceptable unto God. That's a prayer to God. May the words of my mouth. But words are important, and we do need to think about them and deal with them, because what is ill that sticks and stones may
break my bones.
Words will never hurt me. I'm not so sure I totally believe that,
right.
Especially with the internet today. There's a lot of painful, hurtful stuff that's going on that I wish, especially our young people, I wish they'd be a little more careful in what they say. But on the other side of it, words are our way back too. And I don't know of any more powerful words than "I'm sorry, I was so wrong." That's the reason I love that Gerald Crabb tune. "I'm sorry, please forgive me. My heart is so broken." He basically said, I don't know what he was dreading about the news that would come out the next day. I mean, you can fill in the blank for all of us.
Right.
Gloria wrote it another way. "I said, if you knew, you wouldn't want me.
Yeah.
My scars are hidden by this face I wear. But he said, oh, my child, my scars go deeper. It was love for you that put them there." I believe this is a very, very important message. And I don't know who's listening today. I don't know what you have done. I don't know what words came out of your mouth. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The only way back is going to the phone, dialing the number, making the call, getting in your car, going to the house and say, "Nothing else matters. But I want you to know I love you. And I did a stupid, dumb thing, and I'm sorry. Please forgive me."
Well said.
Yes.
"My sleep is gone. My heart is full of sorrow. I can't believe how much I've let you down. I dread the pain that waits for me tomorrow. When the sun reveals my broken dreams scattered on the ground, please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. And Lord, I'll serve you. Yes, I will. Until my dying help others find the way at your mercy. Please forgive me. I can't believe the God of earth and glory would even take the time to care for no sinner born like me. But you know, the Bible read a story how he prayed for mine and your forgiveness while he was dying on that old tree. Please forgive me. Yes, Lord, I need your grace to make it through. Lord, all I have is you. I'm at your mercy. And Lord, serve you.
glory. So Lord, all I have is you.
The Crab Family, live at Brooklyn Tabernacle in New York. Just announced. Save the date. Hi, it's Daniel Britt. We're excited to announce the final sailing of the Gaither Homecoming Canada and New England Cruise, September 2026. The trip starts in Boston and ends in Quebec City, with ports of call including Portland, Maine, Halifax and Sydney, Nova Scotia, Charlottetown on Prince Edward Island, and the scenic shoreline as we cruise the St. Lawrence River. Plus, endless concerts with some of your favorite homecoming friends, including the Gaither Vocal Band, Mark Lowry, Sandy Patty, Chris Blue, Linda Randall, The Martins, Gordon Mote, Jeff and Sherry Easter, The Sound, Janet Paschal, Bradley Walker, Joseph Habedank, and more. Full details at homecomingradio.com for the Gaither Homecoming Farewell Canada and New England Cruise, September 5th through the 12th, 2026. Again, details at homecomingradio.com. Back here at Homecoming Radio, and so glad that you're with us. So glad that this room full of people bring their own energy and their smiles, and I think you can hear it. Wake up, Kevin. Wake up.
Past my bedtime. I'm sorry. Is Ken still introducing the song? What's happening?
Has Jeopardy been on yet?
It's a room full of fun. We couldn't squeeze in the Collingsworth family if we tried. But here, remotely from a stage somewhere nearby, a great, great rendition that they're putting their touch to on this good song, God on the Mountain.
Life is easy when you're up on the you've never known, but then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, child, for you're never alone. For the God on the go wrong. He'll
beautiful harmonies of the Collingsworth family. God on the Mountain, here on Homecoming Radio.
Friends just like you are so encouraging when you check in with us. We love hearing from you. You can do that at homecomingradio.com.
Letters, I love those letters. We get your letters every day.
Listen to this. Jack in Everett, Washington says, I am so fortunate to be driving to work as your program comes on the satellite, which is the only reason I still subscribe. That's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I laugh, I jiggle. No, he giggles. I'm sorry. He laughs and jiggles and giggles and gets blessed and sheds tears. He said, I am so thankful for all of you.
Oh, and he goes on to say, but I just wanted to say what an impact the song Make the Morning Worth the Midnight is to me. A lot of it is because Bill is featured. And then he says, I'm serious. But the lyrics, many have been the night that I've been awake asking the Lord to help me sleep, relax, or unwind. And many has been the night I have watched the morning come. I love the song. I turn up the volume and I sing and I cry along. I need this song more than you'll ever know. Blessings to Bill and Gloria and the Homecoming crew.
Wow, Sandy in North Carolina writes, we listen to your show on the satellite every day. My husband and I try to be regulars at Family Fest in the Smoky Mountains each year. Bless you for sharing the gospel to thousands every day.
We love your notes, so keep in touch with us, homecomingradio.com, that will get it. Larnell sings the great classic, I Walk the Day Where Jesus Walked.
Day where Jesus walked, in days of long ago, I wandered down each path he knew, with a reverent step and slow. Those little lanes, they have not changed. A sweet peace fills the air. I walk the day where Jesus walked and felt his presence there. Pathway led through Bethlehem, all memories ever sweet. The little hills of Galilee that knew those childish feet, the mountains. Jesus knew before I saw the mighty Jordan roll as in the days of Calvary.
day where Jesus knelt and fell to him close to.
Just beautiful, live from Jerusalem, Larnell Harris. And that'll wrap things up for us today.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little grace to your life and hopefully encouraging you to remember grace isn't a blue-eyed blonde. Grace is a life-giving source from God's own Son. And that will do it for today, my friends. We're just simply out of time.
Yeah. Hey, we've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
And get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media on Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com.
Where's that?
It's at homecomingradio.com.
You're so good, Ken. And we have some great homecoming stations in the state of Nebraska.
Wow.
Like KAWA, KCRO, both AM and FM, KGCR, KHUB, and so many more. To you in Nebraska, we say
salute!
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.